Your Health with Dr. Jill, a weekly conversation about health topics with Dr. Jill Valerius.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Jill.
Good morning, Lee. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, all considered. How about you?
Doing well, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to continue our talk of macronutrients by talking in particular about protein today. So refresh us what proteins are before we get into the weeds.
Yeah, so proteins, as we spoke about last week, are a combination of carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen, whereas carbohydrates were carbon and hydrogen and oxygen.
Right.
So carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and
okay.
Protein.
Okay.
And more importantly, that I think will resonate with people or trigger more recall is amino acids.
Right. Proteins are composed of a whole bunch of different amino acids, which are...
Yeah.
And we need a certain ratio of the different amino acids for complete protein.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. And that's where the complete and incomplete proteins come from. And so, yeah, we think about essential and that we... I mean, I guess it depends how deep we want to go into the weeds on amino acids.
I was more interested in the weeds of how much protein we need each day.
All right. So we can save amino acids for another day.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about protein needs. And I'm going to preface this with, if you start Googling how much protein you need, it's going to be all over the map. So I'll just tell you, it'll be all over the map, you know. And if we think about protein, you know, depending on your health, your specific needs, activity, those kind of things. If you have kidney disease, a very important thing to think about with protein, probably anywhere from 10 to 35% of your calories.
Okay. And then do protein needs are different in different times of one's life too, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when think about, if we talk about adults, I think that's fair. In general, I like to say, take your body weight, cut it in half. So your body weight in half is kilograms. Actually, your body weight divided by 2.2 is kilograms.
Okay.
So, and we really think about find anywhere in a range from probably 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight, anywhere up to, depending who you're reading, whose research you're looking at, and what you're doing, whether if you're trying to build muscle, those kind of things, anywhere up to 2 grams per kilogram a day.
Wow.
So it's a very wide range.
Wow. Okay.
And there's opinions all over the board as to why. So therein lies the challenge for us. You know, I think probably an average person, probably anywhere from 1.8 grams per kilogram.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really active and you're trying to build muscle, you may go higher with those grams per kilogram based on looking at, you know, gaining. If you're active and you want to gain muscle, you know, you may go even up to 2.4 grams per kilogram of protein.
Wow.
And so when you look at that, now remember that 1 gram of protein is 4 calories.
Right.
So, you know, when we start to think about that, then people kind of want to know, how many, I think you got to think about, do you think in terms of calories or grams? And the nice thing about looking at your macros is kind of going, and I like to think what percentage? And we can say, if I know that your body weight, for you, Lee, if you want to maintain muscle, those kind of things, I would probably say, you know, probably 1.5 or so grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So, you know, if you think about how much you need in a day, I think the advantage sometimes of looking at grams is we can, number one, if you think about a piece of obviously meat, fish, poultry, those things are all going to have a little bit different, the density of the protein, you know?
Okay.
But a piece of meat or a piece of, let's just call it meat or fish or poultry, whatever, you know, the size of the palm of your hand is probably the serving size. That's probably going to be 4 grams-ish, you know, when you think about, or I guess it's a serving size. So, you know, how many think about in terms of for an average person, if you were on a 1,200 calorie diet, then I would say you probably need 9-10 servings of protein in a day.
Oh, wow. That's not a lot of calories in a day.
No, because then you still need uh-huh. you need all your vegetables and you need mm-hmm. your fats and all that kind of stuff. But from a protein standpoint, thinking about that, you just have to think about making sure. And I think one of the things that I see people often when they cut calories, sometimes protein goes. And I think unless you have kidney disease, one of the number one things people can do is really look at how much protein that they are getting. And pending how how your body responds to food and different foods, some people naturally are like, no, like if I could eat meat at every meal, I would. Like that's just how some people feel. And that's genetically how they do better. You know, other people are like, oh, I can't eat that much. And so, you know, the challenges, and then you can, we can add plant proteins in there if we need to, you know, but I think the key is when we think about proteins is probably having some protein with every meal is a good way to think about it. Like if you're a morning person and you eat a bowl of cereal in the morning, depending what milk you're using, and even if you're using dairy, you know, whatever you're using, you're not getting that much protein. You know, and that's a challenge. So I think, I guess I don't have a simple answer for, you know, mm-hmm. I can give you a range, but I don't have a simple answer because to me, it's a nuanced question for each person. But I think trying to make sure that you're getting some protein with every meal is a very good idea.
Right. And I have several friends who supplement their diet or their meals with protein powder of some sort.
Yeah.
To make sure they get enough protein. I have yep. one friend who happens to be one of your patients, and it was recommended she increase her protein intake, and she didn't change anything else, and she lost a little bit of weight. And you know, another friend, it's just like, that's how she starts her day, is with her cup of protein powder in whatever liquid she's drinking it in.
Right. One of my tricks is to use that because I love meat, I love fish, like all that stuff. I don't do super well with it, like in terms of how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's really easy. Like, and I like making a protein shake, and I put frozen spinach or kale in it, and I put some berries in it, and I'll drink a protein shake because then I know I can get 30 grams of protein in.
One of the data points I saw when I was researching how much protein I should be eating because I decided I wasn't eating enough was the World Health Organization says lower limit should be 45 grams of protein. Don't go lower than that. And I was like, oh, that's...
Yeah, that'd be low.
Right.
I mean, there's information all over, but like when you think about whatever a healthy sedentary adult is, to me, that's kind of like a misnomer. A healthy sedentary adult that weighs 150 pounds, probably the lower end would be 82 grams, like 80-ish grams of protein in a day. Higher end would be about 120.
Wow.
That's sedentary. If you go, that same person who's an athlete or who's getting out and if you're physically active regularly, you know, that same person on the low end should be 95 to 100. Higher end, probably 140 grams.
Yeah. I admit I'm still trying to figure this out of how to increase my protein intake. You know, what works best for me in terms of protein powder. I eat some meat, but I don't want to eat a lot of meat.
Right.
So,
yeah, I think that's the challenge. Like I said, you know, some people just like I can eat meat, but I can't eat a lot of meat because I just don't I don't feel good. It doesn't make me feel good. And I think all of us are differently because some people just feel great if they just eat meat. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think the caveat is working with someone that you can monitor like your cholesterol, you know, and I think being able to monitor your body composition is really helpful. But I think people generally fall into a couple of camps where you struggle to get enough protein or the other person just like that, no problem. They're eating like a lot of protein. And if we eat too much protein and we are getting too many calories, protein, I mean, we all store fat if we're getting too much. I would probably say, at least just in my practice, I mean, certainly I see more females than males, and I find more folks that have a harder time getting enough protein in.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then I was reading that as you age, you actually need more protein.
You do to offset. Well, and this is this caveat again. You need to be watching your labs, because as we age, sometimes what I see is people's kidney function declines.
Okay.
So we have to be careful. Too much protein in that person could accelerate kidney disease. But in order to maintain your muscle mass, yes, you do need more protein. You need more protein and you need more activity.
It's just an amazing balancing act with all these factors, Dr. Jill.
It is. It's always interesting because, you know, you can Google this and you're going to get five different professionals that, you know, are like in somebody's mind, the go-to protein person or the go-to nutrition person, and they all say something different. And I think much of the balance is like, how do we feel? And I think the key is tuning into how you feel when you eat different things and really being able to assess what's happening with your body composition. That's really, really big. Like, no matter what you're doing, if you're year after year after year losing muscle mass, we have got to do something different, because that is not going to work well
right. In
terms of aging, you know, and longevity and your overall health. And then when you think about little people, infants, kids, you know, little like toddlers, man, you can think of like 3 to 4 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Those littles need protein.
Okay, to grow. Well, we're almost out of time, Dr. Jill. So wrap up do you have for this?
You know, I think the biggest thing is being able to, number one, like use an app like Chronometer or, I don't know, Lee, what's another one?
I don't know. Chronometer is the one I use.
Right. So that Chronometer is free. But, you know, it never hurts to use an app for maybe a week. You can, and these apps nowadays, you can scan if you're eating something with a label, you can scan it and it will just auto-populate the data, or, you know, track what you're eating for a week. So you have an idea, an average week, you know, like, and you might be like, hey, no, I'm doing okay. Or you may be like, oh my gosh, I am not getting very much protein. And then I would say like, well, then see what you can do to bump that up. Like, are you not eating any protein at all in the morning? You know, that's a way to add some protein. So I think my best advice would be to track, just to kind of see where you're at. And that will really start to give you some insight into like, oh, okay. And listen to your body as to how you feel with different things. And if you can, you know, like not everybody has an in-body scale they can step on. People can use that at my office. We sell packages for that. But the other thing you can do is do a waist measure. Do a hip measure and a waist measure and do some body measurements.
Okay. And track them over time.
And that will help you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jill.
You are very welcome.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Your Health with Dr. Jill is a production of Radio Free Palmer, Big Cabbage Radio. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.